My message to the teams participating in the inaugural Basketball Africa League in Kigali, Rwanda, is that every participant should strive for the best. In striving for the best, they should play within the spirit of sportsmanship and endeavor to give the game the positive image that it deserves. Despite the prize money attached to the competition, it should not be a win at all costs syndrome. By that, I mean every team should win within the ambits of the rules of the game. This way, there will be more confidence built on the league, and we can then have a good direction moving forward. Overall, I wish all the teams the best.
Are there teams from FIBA Zone 3 participating in the inaugural season of the Basketball Africa League? What are their chances?
In this competition, River Supers of Port Harcourt is representing Nigeria and also representing FIBA Africa Zone 3. I had the opportunity of visiting the team in their training camp in Lagos, Nigeria, where I donated balls and some other incentives on behalf of FIBA Africa Zone 3 to the team. It is my belief that they have a very good chance based on the recruitment that they have made and based on the spirit. I have no doubt that River Supers will do well, starting from the opening game on the 16th, because they play the opening game against the host on the 16th of May, and I'm sure that the team will be up to the task.
Do you think organizers of the Basketball Africa League should increase the number of participating teams in future tournaments?
I do strongly believe and recommend that the number of teams in the Basketball Africa League should be increased. Having only 12 teams playing in Africa, it's not the best, so to speak, in the sense that we have over 52 countries in Africa, and a lot of them have national federations that also have their own national league. Also, 6 teams were picked automatically based on their basketball pedigree. Having picked those six teams, the drawback is that the other good teams in from their countries that came second in their leagues are left out, and some of these teams are better than some of the teams that didn't qualify automatically but had to go and play playoffs through their zones. So, for example, a second team from Nigeria is actually better than a second team from Niger. But in this case, the first team haven't qualified from Nigeria automatically, the second team has no chance to play in the ball. And for what it is worth, it is clear that the organizers of ball want a high level of the game, which can be facilitated by the second place team from either Nigeria or Angola or Tunisia or Senegal or Morocco, as the case may be. So therefore, I would strongly recommend that the teams participating in the ball proper should be increased. On the other hand, if this is not practicable, then I would recommend that a second tier league be created to also create rooms for the likes of the teams from the countries that I just mentioned. And maybe in the long run, we can start thinking of promotion from that second tier to we can start thinking of how to run the two tiers side by side or one after the other. But overall, 12 teams for ball in the whole continent like Africa is not enough. Even though for a start, we can make do with the 12. But thereafter, we have to find a way to increase the teams in ball or create a second tier.